I think it's imperative that you shut your cell phone when you're coming to a date. I don't think it's right to be answering cell phones on a date. Previous years, I would not mention this because I felt like if the guy was such a boor that he didn't figure it out on his own, then let her see that he's such a boor. Today, the generation has become such that I think no one even entertains the thought of shutting their cell phones when they get to a date. And that's wrong. So part of the education you guys should get here is how to be a gentleman. You sit down to talk with your son, you shut the cell phone, you're talking to him, you give him attention, he's an important human being. You go to meet an important person, you go to your business interview, you're going to be interviewed now for your job, you shut the cell phone. You're going to get engaged with your wife. You're not going to stand there and start talking to her about how you want her to be the most important person in your life. Just a second. This is really important, honey, right? Okay, well, you're dating her for the sake of marriage. So shut the cell phone and go be with her. Don't be upset at her if she doesn't shut the cell phone, because unfortunately, today we're at an age where that's the norm. People don't shut their cell phones anywhere they go. It's a problem. It's a problem of our generation. I wouldn't gauge her based on it, but you guys have to be correct. So shut your cell phones. This is the first year I'm saying it, I think. Previous years, I felt like if you don't know it, you should realize you don't know it. But today, no one knows it anymore. Yeah, what a generation.
I thought it was obvious.
To ask
across to her as well?
I don't think so.
See, of course, my generation is very different, so it would be considered if you're eating a needle or something, unless somebody says, you know, I'm expecting a call from so-and-so, it's considered kind of rude, I think. Again, it's a generation thing, I'm sure.
Everyone does it.
You know, you can say beforehand, you know, I'd mind if I keep my cell phone on vibrate, I'm expecting a possible call, then fine. But just, how are you? You know, it just seems, I don't know.
For the girl to leave it on could be a little bit of a security issue, meaning that she doesn't want to be with you without communication with the world. That's why I wouldn't go there. You know, she might feel like, I don't know you. I don't want to be without a cell phone on with you. I don't have a gun. I don't have a pepper spray. I should at least have a cell phone.
If you're in a public place, I mean, yourself.
Right. I'm just saying.
Well, if you take a walk, if you're taking a walk in the park and got a sock, you can make a case for that, I guess.
I don't know. I'm saying I don't think it's my job to tell the girl to leave it on or leave it off. I'm saying she does get a minus one, but not a minus 10, okay? I'm saying I think it's a minus one. I definitely think so. But you got to ask yourself, if you didn't hear it from this class here, would you have shut your cell phone? You know, would you have thought of it? Okay, so then I don't know, you know, then give yourself a minus one too, you know, so you're in the same place. Yeah.
What about a gun and or peppers?
Okay. So back to our thing. If you already mentioned that, I'll just mention a point that's interesting. If you're going to discuss discipline with a girl, that's a subject which girls are very sensitive to. They think that if you're going to discuss discipline, then you must be an abusive husband or an abusive parent. Leave it for way down in the dating. You know, you can discuss other aspects of education. Discipline should be left to the 10th date. And even then, don't be surprised if she's oversensitive. They're not exactly sure what they're looking for when they're looking for the abusive husband. They want to make sure you're not he. But they're not exactly sure which signs are going to tell you that it's that you're he. So I had a lot of girls ask me, I discussed with one girl that the silent treatment is also sometimes a very powerful way of educating a kid. You know, if a kid is very disrespectful, so a parent could say, look, I'm not interested in talking to you now. I think that you have to learn how you talk to a parent. We'll talk tomorrow. Good night. So the girl looks at me and says, you're going to do that to me too?
You know, the funny thing is, you say, you have to wait until down the end, because she doesn't know that the kids are going to drive her nuts yet.
Right? Okay, but I'm just saying, you know, discipline is something that girls are very sensitive to. I once discussed it with a girl. I thought we already knew one another. And she asked me, do you believe a parent should ever smack a child? I said, you know, it depends on the age. It depends on what's going on. You know, I was about to explain that there's You can have a three-year-old run into the street, and your speech is just not going to cut it. He's not going to understand that sticking that fork into the socket is dangerous. You do have to do something that he understands is different. But I didn't get that far, because we were walking as we were talking, and she points to the stick on the floor. You know, there's this branch on this floor, and she says, "Would you hit him with that?" And before I could answer that, she says to me, "And what about your wife?" So I realized, okay, wait a second. Very nice girl, very sweet girl, but she was scared. You know, someone really got her scared of an abusive husband. So, and she had good reason, because she had relatives in her family that had married abusive husbands. So she was really concerned. I'm just saying, you want to discuss discipline, just wait a little bit. Let her know you a little bit, and you could discuss other aspects of educating children on a date. Leave discipline for a little bit later. But going back to the prep for the date, you reach a point where you're not interested. You reach a point where you feel like, I've dated so many girls, I hope you guys won't reach that point. But I reached that point, and many guys and girls reach that point, where you're thinking of another one, great. That's a point where you have to stop and take a break. You have to breathe. Now, a break can be 10 minutes. You know, a break doesn't have to be 2 years. A break is a maximum of a month. If you need more than a month, go get counseling. Go to someone and work with someone, and you got to get back on your feet. More than a month, I don't think, is legitimate. And if you're taking a month break from dating, every other girl, then again, you need counseling. I can understand that a person has this once every year or two that he needs a month break. But more than that, go get help. You need to get out there. You need to date. You need to get married.
What's wrong with waiting a month?
Clock's ticking. You shouldn't have offers and push them off because you need a break to recuperate because you've had it with dating.
Yeah, but that just means you're not ready to continue. So besides that, right?
So get counseling. Right,
I'm saying you're not ready in a month. You have more serious issues. It's not a question of time.
Now, the flip side of it is that it's hard to get excited. After a point, you've already spoken to 30 girls, and every first date starts the same way, more or less, and you try to be into it, but you're not really into it. And you try to be positive, but you've discovered that when you're interested in the girl, she's not interested in you. When she's interested in you, you're not interested in her. And you've gone out with these girls that they lied to you about, and you've gone out with these girls that are very rude and very unpleasant, and it's hard to get excited. So I recommend, before you go out on a date, lie down, take your nap, and then when you get up after you've showered, listen to some pleasant music, get yourself in a good mood. And I used to go on dates, I'd leave yeshiva with like a bar of chocolate in my pocket, and I'd take blocks of chocolate as I was approaching the date. I would walk up to the girl as the last piece of chocolate melted in my mouth, and I'd try to walk into the date with a positive atmosphere. You know, to me, if I just sucked on a piece of chocolate as it melted on my way to the date, so that put me in the right atmosphere.
You're already not a total loss to you,
right? Teach his own. But I recommend, do whatever it takes to get yourself in the proper mindset. Do you show up to a date with a safer in your hand? Well, if you ordinarily wait for someone with a safer in your hand, so show up to the date with a safer in your hand. I know that goes against what most people say. I believe, be honest. If she's going to keep you waiting, why do you have to stand there like a dunce doing nothing? Take a safer and learn, if that's what you always do. If ordinarily you'd stand there looking at the trees, so stand there looking at the trees, saying, but be yourself. When I say get dressed nicely, I don't mean that you should fake something. Be yourself. Be yourself with your nice Chol HaMoed Rosh Chodesh clothing. But be yourself. You don't play games. If you wouldn't be there with a safer, don't be there with a safer. I recommend shutting the cell phone. Shouldn't be there on the cell phone either. The only thing is, on a first date, you have to have the cell phone on because you need to find one another. Okay, what do you discuss on a first date? I guess that we will discuss, B'ezrat Hashem, next week.